Teshuvah Beis. Mashnishin Deloki Haitana. Our mission is Latin like this Bryce of the Tanya. Omer Shim Ben Elazar, Movim Beis Shammai Beis Hill, Shemolichim Es Asulam Mishovach L'Shovach. Right, the Brisa says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel both agree that you're allowed to move a ladder that's made for a shovach from one shovach to the other. Lo nechluku ela lahachzer. The machlokas is only can you bring it back. She Beis Shammai omrim ein machzirin. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to return it. Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to even bring it back. Omrab Yehuda, Amedvar Mamurim, Besulim Shoshovach. This is only by a Sulam, which is clearly for the sake of a Shovach. Aval Besulim Shal Aliyah, Divrei Hakol Asur. But if it's a Sulam that could normally be used for roofing, then everybody holds its Asur because of Marisai. Reb Dosa Omer, Mateo Michalon Michalon, that you can, you can't carry it from place to place. But you can take even the sulam, that sulam of Aliyah, and move it, the top of it, from one cubby hole to another. Acherim omer, tilt it from one place to another. Acherim omer, mishum Reb Dosa. Others say in the name Reb Dosa. Af midadim bo, you can even, move it a little bit, slowly, on the ground, without picking it up, and move it across the ground. Even though you're doing more than just tilting the top, you're moving the bottom too, but you're not picking it up and bringing it from one place to another. Rashi. Masnis and Diktani Baholacha Sulam Pligi. Our mission which says that Beshame Besil argue whether you're allowed to move a ladder from one shovach to another. Lavki Haitana, Diktani Baholacha Moldim Nishatorach Yantafi. Not like this Brisa that learns the Machlokas Beshame Besil differently. That by moving the ladder from place to place, you're surely allowed to do it. Aval shel aliyah aser. Dahu vadi amri lahatiyah gagul tzarech. If you're using a ladder that looks like a roofing ladder, then there's marasayin. Midadim bo im hachalon rachok ve'in rosh asulam agiyah. So if you can't tilt it and leave the legs of the ladder in one place and just tilt it from one cubby hole to the other, right? Magiyah shom bahatiyah midadim raglov shel sulam ma'at ma'at. You're allowed to move it, drag it across the floor a little bit also. Okay. B'nei Reb Chiya Nofuk L'Kreisa. B'nei Reb Chiya went out into the country. Ki Osu Omer Lehu Avuon Klum Ma'asa Bolias. When they came back, so Reb Chiya said to them, any Ma'asa happened, anybody ask you any Shailas or whatever while you were there. Omer Lo Sulam Bolias. Deinovi Tarnu. They had a Shaila about a ladder on Yontif, and they were Matur. We were matrit. Omer lohem tshuva isru mashitartin. Go back and tell them it's also what you were matrit. What was the shayla Rashi? Lekreis lekforim. Liros sadosei. They went out into the country to check their fields, and while they were there, so they met the people that were there. Sulam boyer. They know holecha sulam shalil leshovach. Right? Are you allowed to move a sulam that is made for Sulam Aliyah L'Shovach? Are you allowed to move it from one Shovach to another? So why were they matter it? Inu Sovar Midiko Amar Reb Yehuda V'Sulam Shel Aliyah Lo Plige Michlal D'Tanakama Sovar Plige. Right? They held that in the Brisa, when Reb Yehuda said, V'Amer Devarim Avurim V'Sulam Shel Shovach, but V'Sulam Shel Aliyah Divrei HaKol Asur, that's Reb Yehuda. But the Tanakhama holds even a sulam shel aliyah you're allowed to move mishovach l'shovach. The lohi, Rabbi Yehuda, tami the Tanakhama komeforish. Rabbi Yehuda's not arguing; he's explaining the Tanakhama. So there's no one who holds that you're allowed to move a sulam shel aliyah. Mimai, midiktani molichinus hasulam mishovach l'shovach. The isol kadait of the sulam shel aliyah plige hay molichinus hasulam mishovach l'shovach molichinus hasulam l'shovach miboyele. Right. If it's talking about a sulam that's made for a shovach, so that's what it was doing by the shovach. You're moving it from one to another. But if it's talking about a sulam shel aliyah, it shouldn't have said move it from one shovach to another. It should have said you're allowed to take it from where it normally is because you use it for roofing and move it to a shovach. Elalav hachikomer. So shovach in shel aliyah lo. It means that even the Tanakhama holds that it's only a sulam that's made for a shovach where there's no where there's little marisayin that everybody holds as mutter. But a sulam of an aliyah, which normally is used for roofing, there everybody holds that there's marisayin. The idach, miktani sulam shel shovach, mishovach leshovach tani. Right? They all know it. It doesn't say sulam shel shovach. It says mishovach leshovach. Ba'afilu kama shovchim. You could even move it to a many, many different shovchim. That was the chiddush. But not that it has to be a sulam shel shovchim. And the Maisa, what's it called? Rav Chiya told them they made a mistake. They learned the Mishnah wrong. Rashi. Mechlal de Tanakama Sovra b'shel aliyah plige b'chazaru moldim ba'olacha. That the sulam shel aliyah, they're only arguing whether you can return it. But that you're allowed to, what's it called, to bring it there l'chatchila. Because only Rebbe holds it, everybody holds by a sulam shel aliyah tzasser. Mar says, no, Tami the Tanakoma Kamafarish. Rebbe is explaining, Rebbe Yehuda is explaining the reasoning of the Tanakama. He's not arguing on him. No one holds that you're allowed to move a sulam that's made for roofing. Mimai, how do I know that? Miktani, the mill say the Tanakama, Mishovach Lashovach. Since the Tanakama said you're allowed to move the ladder from one shovach to another. Alma b'sulam mayucha the shofchim koi. Talking where it was originally by the shofchim, because it's a sulam that is made for shofchim, not a sulam that's made for roofing. Mik tani sulam shel shovach, did a havi masha mishol shovach koi. And they held no. If that would be the case, it would say sulam shel shovach. Mishovach l'shovach tani. Ula'olam b'shel aliyah. Talking about a sulam that's normally used for roofing. So why didn't it say then, Lishovach, you're taking it from the Aliyah where it's used for roofing and you're bringing it now to the Shovach? No, it didn't say that because it wanted to tell me a bigger Chiddush, that even though you brought it for one Shovach, you're allowed to move it to other ones. Ikad Amri, some learn this whole Maisa differently. Amru lo hitui sulam shel aliyah bali adenu. The Shaila wasn't, can you move a sulam from one place to another that's a roofing sulam? But the Shaila was, can you be mate a sulam shel aliyah? It could be that you're not allowed to move it from place to place. Are you allowed to keep, move it in place and tilt it from place to place? Itarnu, and we said it's mutter. Go back and tell them it's Osir. Inu Sover, why did they hold it was Mutter? Maideko Osir, Tanakama, Kashori, Rabdosa. What the Tanakama Asers, which is the Sulam Shel Aliyah, right, the, what's it called, the Rabdosa is Mutter. That what they say you're not allowed to move, he holds you are allowed to move. Right? Even though you can't move a Sulam Shel Aliyah, Mishovach, Lishovach, but you can be Mutter. That's how they learn Rabdosa, coming to be Mekel. The Lohi. And Rav Chiya said, that's not true. May the Koshori Tanakama Ko'os Rabdosa. Rabdosa says you're not allowed even to move a Sulam Shel Shovach from one place to the other. The most you can do is tilt it. So Rabdosa is coming to be Machmer, not to be Mekel. Rashi. He to a Sulam Shel Aliyah, the Holich Le Shovach, and Bod Yom. The Asha Bola Hatoso Michalon Lechalon. They held that Rabdosa is talking about a Sulam Shel Aliyah that you brought to the Shovach during the day, Erev Yontif, and now the question is, can you tilt it from one cubby hole to another? And that's what Rabdosa says is mutter, even though the Tanakama holds that a Sulam Shel Aliyah is Bechlal Aser. So, Maideko Aser Tanakama, the Rabdosa, the Hu Rab Yehuda, the Omer of a Sulam Shel Aliyah Aser Laholich, Kashar Rabdosa Mielahatos. But Rab Yehuda said, you're not allowed to move a ladder, a roofing ladder, to what you call, to one place to another, Rav Dosa said, but you're allowed to tilt it. So Rav Dosa is coming to be Mekel. The Lohi. And Rav Chiya says, not true. My Dekoshori Tanakama, Dehainu Shal Shovach Laholim. Rav Dosa is being Machmer. And he's saying what the kind of ladder that the Tanakama holds that you're allowed to move from Shovach to Shovach, which is a ladder of a Shovach, Ka'as Rav Dosa. He says you're not even allowed to move a ladder of a Shovach from one place to another. It's only you're allowed to tilt it. Nobody's talking about a roofing ladder. That's Osir in all respects, even to tilt.
How do you learn
No, that's not only Hataya. You can't move it, mamish, pick it up and move it, but you can drag it. And he holds you can only tilt it. What? No, more than what he says. He holds you only can be mate. He holds you can even drag it. It's going back on Rav Dosa. What? No, it's not more usher. It's more. It's mutter. That much more is mutter. Rav Dosa, what's it called, says you can't, you can't move it. You can only be mate it. And he says, no, it's, you can even, what's it called, drag it. You can drag it. Not only that you can only tilt it, you can even drag it. So he's mate more than Rav Dosa. So he's saying even you can do that. Okay. Avo mateo mechalon lechalon. Rav Dosa holds you can, what's it called, tilt it from window to window. Amla gabi simchas yontif, from this whole Mishnah. Right, you see that Beishamai are lechumra and Beishil lekula when it comes to Simchas Yontif, because all of this is mutter because of being able to get food for Yontif. V'raminu, Hashochet Chayiv va'op b'Yontif, Beishamai omrim yachpar b'dekar v'yachasso, Beishil omrim lo yishchod elim keino yelo ofer muchen b'olyon. Right, in our Mishnah, it says if you shecht Chayiv va'op an Yontif, Beishamai are matter you to dig and cover the blood, and Beishil says you're not allowed to shecht unless you had a Decker notes me ba'od yom. The offer was muchem ba'od yom. So you see the Beis Hillel are machmir, even though it's nogea to Simchas Yontif, and Beis Shammai are meko. Right? Tosa says, why don't we bring it right from the beginning of the Mishnah? Beis Hanolda. He says, that's not real Simchas Yontif. You don't, not big Simchas Yontif, tidin egg. He said, that's, but over here we're talking about shechting a bird, that's Simchas Yontif. Om Rabbi Yochanan, muchlefes hashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says you have to switch around Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the second case. Rashi says, let's see Rashi first. Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Muchlefes Hashita, Kan Huchlefa Shitasan V'tzorek Lahafoch Divrehem. Okay? Here, in other words, in this case, you have to switch around what they said. But the Mishnah stays the way that it is. And, no, Hid Khan means the Mishnah. The Mishnah you switch around. And Beis Shammai said what Beis Hillel said, you can't shecht, and Beis Hillel holds you could shecht.
Why don't we put this as the fourth case in the Mishnah?
What?
It should be the four cases. It should be four cases in the first Mishnah then.
Why?
We have to pick three cases in the first Mishnah in order to say that these are three cases that Beis Shammai is Mekom, Beis Hillel is Machmor.
Okay.
So this should have been the fourth case.
It's not a fourth case. It's the same case. It's what's it called? The question is, he's not machmer. If you change the Mishnah, then ain't a chanami. Beis Shammai is machmer and Beis Hillel is mekel. That's the kind. What?
It's machlokas.
What's it called?
We're changing the second Mishnah.
Right. Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Rashi. Yeah. Rashi. Right. Rashi says we're changing the second Mishnah, and that's another case. Ain't a chanami, but it's not. The Mishnah didn't bring all the cases. It brought three cases. That's all the Gabi Yontif, not all the cases. So we're changing now, you're right, we're changing the case of what's it called, the Sulam. Right, changing the case of the Sulam. That there Beis Shammai is Machmir, and Beis Shammai is Mekel, and Beis Sulam is Machmir. Unlike what it says in our Mishnah. And Tosus learns differently. Rabbeinu Tam says, we were changing the original Mishnah. And there we switch around Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Then it's a kasha l'chora, then that's not a case where Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Mach. That's what he says. Okay. Mora says, Mimai. Why do you have to change anything? Dilma ad kan lo kamri Beis Shammai hosim ala hechadika deker notes. When did Beis Shammai say that you, what's it called, can shecht if you have a deker notes mi bold yom? Then you can shecht, then you can dig and whatever. But that, well, hecha de leka deker notes, well, but where there's no deker notes, Beis Shammai also holds that you're not matir of Simchas Yontif. There it's because there's nothing, what's the problem? Memele it's mutter. Right? The inami or another way of learning it, why it's no kash on Beis Hillel too. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hocha el shoch bo mochiacholav. The reason Beis Hillel says mutter over here, because it's clear the latter is a ladder for sholach. Aval hasam lo, but over there there's an isser of digging. So besolus machmer, where there's some kind of isser. Here it's clear that it's mutter. So therefore it's no kasha. Beis Hillel is matter by the Sulam, because there's a reason to be matter. But that same reason doesn't apply by covering the blood. And Beis Shammai is matter by covering the blood, because talking with his Zedeker knows. But he's not matter by the Sulam. He doesn't hold to this idea of Shov Chomochia Cholov. Marse, Eli Kasha Ha Kasha. If you want to have a Kasha from a Braisa, that's Soser, our Mishnah, I'll tell you another Braisa. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo yitol elim keini nadeim ba'od yom. You're not allowed, you have pigeons in a pigeon coop. You're not allowed to take pigeons out of a pigeon coop on Yontif unless you went and picked up the birds erev Yontif and designated them that these are the ones you're going to shech the next day. You don't have to actually pick them up. You can just designate them by speech, by designating them without moving them. Even though it's here again Simchas Yontif, about eating these pigeons, right? Beishamai holds that you have to actually move them, and Beishil holds good enough just to designate them with speech. He's Mekel. V'raminu, Hashochet Chayev Ha'opi Yontif, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and there we see Beishamai is Mekel, and Beishil is Machmer. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Muchleves Hashita, same thing. Either, according to Tosfos, we change the Mishnah, or according to Rashi, we change this Braisa. Moses says, V'dil Malohi. You don't have to change anything. Ad kan lo amri b'shamay elahechadika deker knows. When did b'shamay say that it's mutter michum simchas yantif? When there's no problem. When you have a spade in the ground already, and there's no isser at all. So b'shamay is not machmer, he holds okay. But, aval, hechadaleka deker knows lo. But if there'll be some problem, like over here, it's mukta. If you don't designate it, the Gemara is going to discuss why designating it later on is important, right? But the problem is, it's mukta lo. But it was real mukta, there Beis Shammai is machmer. Inami ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hacha elakivin de mukta hu, ba'omid va'omer, zevizani notel sagi. And maybe Beis Hillel is only makel over here, because since the whole inyan is mukta, it's enough just to designate it. Have a hasam lo. But over there, where it's a question of digging or whatever, there Beis Hillel is machmer. So there's no raya that just because Beis Hillel is machmer over here, he's going to be machmer over here, or the Beis Shammai is mekel over there, he's going to be mekel over here. So you can't ask a kasha. There's a reason why each one could change what they said by the other case. So you don't have to switch around either one. Okay. Rashi, second. We do any of these Rashi's, okay. Muchlefes Hashita, Kan Huchlefa Shitason, Betzorech Lahapoch Divreya. So Rashi says Kan, that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned Rashi, that's how Tosfos learned Rashi, right, that we change the case of, what's it called, all the Brises were changing, according to Rashi. And according to Tosfos, we're changing the original Mishnah. What's the kasha? You have to change around. They shami beisil because of this kasha. Dilma tamayu de beishami hasam mishum deika deker notes for that katsadisa. Beishami say it's mutter in our Mishnah because there's no reason to ask for it. Talking where there's a deker notes and it's offered tichuach and there's no problem. Aval hecha de leka deker notes deika tsad remes chafira where it looks like you're digging. Lo sharu, they wouldn't be matter either. Even if it's sand. Over here, Beis Shammai holds is something that's usher. It looks like you're, what's it called, like going to fix your roof. But by the case of Decker Knowles, there's nothing to usher it for. It's no problem. But over there, they would usher because sometimes there's clumps of earth and you have to grind them and there'll be an issue. If there's a case that we have a question where you're going to have to change around Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then the case is this Mishnah. This is when Rabbi Yochanan said you have to change around Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Lo yitl min agozos biyontif, elim kenin aneim ba'od yom. Lo sogi ba'achonah b'divram. Beis Shammai holds it's not enough just to designate it verbally. You have to actually pick them up and move them. Like the Gemara is going to explain later on. It's a Mishnah later on. Taima Dilma Lamacher, Kishaka Luchayas Alayomam. If you didn't actually pick them up, we're afraid you'll change your mind the next day, and either you won't eat any of them, or you'll be moving birds that were unnecessary to move. You'll pick them up the next day, you'll see that they're not really good, and you'll pick up other ones, and you'll end up moving mukta for no purpose. Aval, hecha de leka deka no tzlo. Right? Over here, there's a reason for Beis Shammai to Aser. Because maybe you'll be moving Muktzah for no purpose. If you didn't actually pick them up and get a good look at them, Erev Yontif, and then we're not afraid you'll change your mind. Since you change your mind, there's no Hasmana, and you're going to end up moving the things that are Muktzah. Kiven the Muktzah, Kiven the Eino Aser, Elamishu Muktzah, and Beisil holds no. Over here, there's no reason to Aser. Since the whole Isra is Muktzah, once you designate it verbally, it's good enough. Basmona Bialmasagi, you don't have to actually pick it up. We're not afraid that you're going to change your mind or whatever. And once you designate it, it's not Muktzah anymore.